When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's NOOM.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 12th edition. Hope everybody had a good Monday, good weekend, had some fun around there. It's been a busy one in my world, so I'm sorry I've missed a few episodes here and there, but that's the way it goes when it's free content and I have a life. So I apologize, but we're here trying to get into you each and every Monday through Friday the best I can. Got the cheat sheet out on Monday for the Gain of the Edge Fantasy Patreon and the Discord over there. So check that out if you like. I appreciate it. Support the boy. It's all good there. If not, we're here for you. Recorded an episode of Bench with Bubba on Monday with Mike Curlin, recapping the week in Fab and some more for the fantasy week ahead. Some really good information. Could even help you in DFS. Curlin actually mentioned a potential player he prefers for DFS over season-long fantasy. If you go and check that out, we'll have the usual suspects, Bubba and the Blue, and more. PGA Golf is back. The Fortinet Championship is this week in Napa, California. Jesse and I recorded an Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast on Monday to get you ready for that one. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrick, BDENTREK. With questions there. You got 11 games on Tuesday starting at 7:07 p.m. Eastern time. Let's talk totals. Let's talk totals for you here on Tuesday. You had a couple of rainouts on Monday. Just watch the weather once again as the Northeast, for the most part, is where most of the damage is being done. Rangers, Blue Jays, total 8.5. D-backs, Mets, 9.5. Rays, Twins, 8. A's, Astros, 8.5. Cubs, Rockies, 11.5. Angels, Mariners, 7.5. Guardians, Giants, 8.5. Padres, Dodgers, 8.5. You got some decent pitching on this slate, so it's going to be interesting, but still 11 games, plenty of places to target bats. Your top price pitcher is Freddy Peralta at 11.8. I would love to pay for Freddy Peralta. I'm not sure I can pay 11.8. If you can afford it, great spot versus the Miami Marlins. A Marlins team that Woodruff just dominated on Monday night, striking out over 18% of the time versus righties. That's going to go up after Woody's start. 253 average, 194 ice over the last month versus righties. If you can pray for Peralta, go for it. If you can't, you save some money. You go to the likes of Justin Verlander, 10-7 at home against the Oakland Athletics. Verlander was outstanding, over 7-6 Ks against the Texas Rangers. Threw 100 pitches for the first time in a long time since July 30th. He's getting you 20 or more points in three of his last four starts and four of his last six. He's been pretty solid overall this season. Just a matter of can he go deep enough into the games, which he's, you know, five or more innings in at least five straight, six or more in three of his last four. If you can get you that 6+, that's kind of the window where Verlander crushes the fantasy upside for you. Takes on an A's team, 24% K rate, 241 average, 192 ISO. As much as I love Freddy Peralta, I love saving $1,100 and going to Justin Verlander on this one. After that, it does get a little dicier. Let's put it that way. Like Lance Lynn, $8,400. He's been getting his shit smashed lately, which is bad. It's like if you want to roll the dice on Lynn versus San Diego, sure. Otherwise, I'll pass. Brian Wu at $7,900 is a guy I'm interested in. Got beat up in Cincinnati, Great American Small Park. Okay, cool, whatever. We'll let that one go. Prior to that, 6 shutout, 5 Ks against Oakland, 4 innings, 1 earned, 3 Ks against Chicago, but then 6 innings, 2 earned, 6 more Ks against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. That Angels team had Shohei Ohtani. This one, game time decision for the 8th straight day. We'll see how that goes. But you got Brian Wu here going up against an Angels team, 25% K rate versus righties over the last month, 217 average, 171 ISO. When you're looking for savings on pitching, Wu at 79 is at least in the conversation as a decent option for you here. A couple others like Zach Lytle at $6,700 at Minnesota. Lytle put up a big 20 spot his last time out with 8 innings, 1 run, 4 Ks against Seattle. And the biggest thing that the reason we like, and he did that in 86 pitches, he has to be efficient to go deep. He's usually going around 5. Here's the thing with Lytle. The reason we like to target Minnesota are strikeouts. 25.5% K rate over the last month versus righties, 259 average, 196 ISO. Tons of pop, like we always know, tons of swing and miss. So if you're punting, Lytle 67, definitely in play for you. Other than that, it's not the best of situations. Weirdly enough, Sean Manaea at 57 is interesting. You just don't know. He's going to go maybe 3, maybe 4 innings. So there's no ceiling, and that's what makes it next to impossible. But that's pretty much where I would draw the line. It's a top-heavy slate pitching-wise. Lytle at 67. I like Brian Wu at 79 would be a dude. And then it's like Verlander, Scherzer, Peralta. That's where you're going on the slate. So I could see myself doing a Verlander-Wu lineup or a Verlander-Lytle lineup and going from there. And we'll see what bats we can stack up on this slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Speaking of bats on this 11-game Tuesday slate, catcher's position for you here. You got William Contreras versus J.P. Chacroix of the Miami Marlins. It'll be a bullpen game there. So William Contreras at $4,900, just great. I always hate when a team, you're like, okay, I love this matchup on Tuesday. Lizardo's on Monday. Like, you can go do your thing, Milwaukee. Don't go. They wouldn't put up 12 runs. So now everyone's going to notice, oh, they're hot. Milwaukee's hot. Let's play Milwaukee. Damn it. That's what happens. But William Contreras at 49 is just fine. Don't mind a little Mitch Garver action versus the lefty Ryu at $4,300. He'd be one to definitely take a look at in this one. Some cheaper options, though, for you. Jonah Heim heating up a little bit. Grand slam on Monday's 4K versus Ryu. I prefer Garver, but both are in play. Going down below 4K on this slate, Logan Ohapi went deep again on Monday as he started to look a little healthier. If you're not using Brian Wu, Ohapi at 34 is fine. Bo Naylor swinging it really well over the last few weeks. I've talked about him on bench with Bubba. I dropped Sean Murphy and picked up Bo Naylor. Definitely somewhere I'm going with this. Naylor at 33 versus Manaea in the bullpen could be a good spot for you there. If Amaya's in the Cubs lineup, he's 33 in Coors versus Flexen. Cubs will be very popular and for good reasons on this slate. Blake Sable has not been consistently great, but he's been decent of late is the best way I'll put this. If you want to target Quantrill at 31, I got it. I'd probably rather get to Amaya or go cheaper if this is where you're at. Like Luis Campusano at 29 and the power upside he brings against Lance Lynn, that's pretty appealing. Connor Wong of Boston at $2,800 versus Carlos Rodon, that's appealing. So it kind of crosses Blake Sable off the list, but keep him in mind going forward, especially this weekend with four games in Coors for the San Francisco Giants. A couple other catchers down here. Austin Wells probably gets a start for the Yanks. $2,600 versus Crawford. It's a doubleheader, though, so make sure he's in the lineup for that game. Martin Maldonado at $2,400 versus the lefty J.P. Sears. So if you want to uber punt, Maldonado would be your dude in this one. And that's probably as cheap as I'm going at this point in time at catcher. First base, Cody Bellinger, Coors, $6,800. Chris Flexen, ching. Freddie Freeman at 62 is not bad versus Walker. Prefer Bellinger, of course, but I don't mind Freddie in pretty much any situation. Pete Alonso at 51 is a great tournament play versus Nelson. There's definitely appeal to Ryan Nelson. A lot of pitch to contact from Ryan Nelson. He can get through most games, but there's also games where the blowups will take place. So keep that in mind. Mid 4Ks and below, you got Tristan Casas, lefty-lefty versus Rodon. I don't hate it, though, because Rodon's not that good. So if you want to get real weird, you could. I don't think you need to, but you can. Like, you got Wilmer Flores at 42 versus Quantrill. That's not a bad value because he's actually playing very well, and Quantrill sucks. So you got that. Goodman at Colorado's 4K versus Assad. He's in play for you. Jose Abreu is swinging it really well. So if you want a little bit of discount at first base, Abreu's only 38 versus the lefty Sears. You got DJ LeMahieu at 37 versus Crawford. So I like both those kind of values in Abreu and LeMahieu if you don't want to pay all the way up. Both definitely worth a look on this slate. Cheaper place for you. Not a ton initially, going below 3K now. Alex Kirilloff is back. He's 28 versus Lytle. That's a hell of a savings in a tournament. We know Kirilloff, a lot of swing and miss, but there's also a ton of thump in that bat. So Kirilloff is back. He returned over the weekend. He returned on Friday, actually. And he picked up a one hit over the weekend, 3, 4, 5 points. But $2,800, I don't mind that as a definite tournament value with Alex Kirilloff. Other than that, though, I got like Vogelbach's down here, but I just can't bring myself to ever do that. I don't care if it's a great matchup or not. So that's about it for now. There are some randos down here if you want to deep dive in at first base. Second base, Mookie Betts is always in play, but Jose Altuve at 63 versus Sears is a great pay-up spot. Nico Horner and Coors at 61. I still prefer Jose Altuve out of those two. Going down below 5K, though, it drops off quickly. Hyosung Kim at $4,800 versus Lance Lynn, he'd be in play. I guess Joe Ryan, if you're looking for another pitcher, I didn't mention it earlier, Joe Ryan's a tournament option versus the Rays. The Rays are just pesky. Tough there. Back to second base, bats on this one. Gleyber Torres at 44 is a decent savings. They with Thairo Estrada at 43. Thairo's starting to wake up a little bit. Had a decent weekend against Colorado in San Francisco. That'll do it. Like, he's homered in back-to-back games over the weekend. He's picked up 5 hits over his last 3 games, which is great to see. So hopefully he's waking things up. Gets Quantrill on Tuesday, so that's a promising sign at $4,300. Going down mid 3Ks and below now, Ronnie Mauricio of the Mets is $3,300. I love that kind of value pretty much every day. And Mauricio's second base shortstop viable. Other than that, not too much down here at this point in time. Third base for you on this 11-game Tuesday slate. J-Rams in there at 6K, but Bregman at 56 is very, very nice. Don't mind Devers in tournaments at 55. Prefer Bregman out of the whole top here. And then you got Christopher Morel, third base outfield at 52 versus Flexen. That's not bad either. You got Ryan McMahon at 5K versus Javier Assad, and Assad pitches to a ton of contact. So that could be a good spot there. Royce Lewis, he went deep again on Monday. Royce Lewis is $4,900 versus Zach Lytle. So that's a great spot for Lewis, and he probably will not, he will get overlooked when you have McMahon $100 more in Coors Field. You got Hyosung Kim at 48. Talked about him. That is in play. Eugenio Suarez versus a lefty is always a tournament viable option. He's 43 versus Patrick Sandoval. So that's a good tournament look there that will go way overlooked on this 11-game slate. Going down below 3K, though, it drops off quick after Eugenio Suarez. Like, literally no one's really catching my attention down here that I really feel comfortable with. So it's pretty much A. Eugenio and up for now on this 11-game slate. Shortstop, Corey Seager is worth a look all the time. He's 65, but Dansby Swanson and Coors at 55. Lindor at 49 versus Nelson. Those are the two spots I like a lot with Swanson and Lindor. Lindor continues to get under-rostered each and every slate. I got Ezekiel Tovar and Coors at 45, which is tough. Willy Adames really heating up for his standards this year. Let's put it that way. Adames is 43 versus Sharkwa. That's not a bad piece of savings there for you. You got Story versus Rodon at $4,100. Ronnie Mauricio at 33 is another option for you on this slate. Below 3K, though, it's going to dry up quite a bit here. Joey Wynn, not going against Peralta. Canceled that thought. Jordan Lawler's down here at 22 if you want to take a chance and hope he wakes up. It's a great matchup versus Buto. I'll say that much. Otherwise, you're staying up at shortstop too. Most of the value is either catcher, first base, maybe a little second base. There'll be a lot in the outfield though. Outfield, you got Bellinger at 58, J-Rod at 66 is sexy versus Sandoval. Judge versus Crawford's fine. Yordan versus Sears, I don't mind lefty-lefty at all. Same with Tucker, so 62 and 59 respectively. I like both of those. But in reality, Corbin Carroll at 58, really solid compared to the price of the guys above him. So I like that. I like Corbin Carroll quite a bit here. Yeah, Christopher Morel at 52 in Coors. That is solid. Ian Happ at 51 in Coors. Love Nolan Jones at 49. He'll get overlooked on this slate, so that's a fun one. Way to get Coors and have some success there. Chris Bryant returned on Monday from the IL. He's 46 in Coors. Don't hate that either. Chaz McCormick versus a lefty is always nice. He's 45 versus J.P. Sears. Brandon Nimmo at 44. I just love playing him, especially when he's priced like this. He's always in this like 4 to 44 or 45 range. Leads off. Great matchup versus Nelson. So Nimmo at 44, not too shabby. Going down cheaper, Seiya Suzuki at 42. Outstanding value. I would have him in a lot of lineups against Chris Flexen and Coors at that price tag. Below 4K now, Max Kepler is $3,900. The way I like Kirilloff, Kepler's got a similar upside in that power department for you. So you can play Kepler at 39, you can play Royce at 49, you can play Kirilloff at 28. Not super expensive, not dirt cheap, but not super expensive. James Outman at 37 is a nice little value for you in the outfield. Mid 3Ks and below now, Chris Taylor's 35 if you need to go there. Mike Yastrzemski led off the game on Monday with a home run. He's 34 versus Quantrill. He is looking good since returning from the IL. Another cheap twin, our buddy Wallner at $3,200. We love him in tournaments, especially for the value he brings to the table. Going below, our DJ Stewart's 31. He's another value for you for the Mets. Going below $3,000 now, you got the likes Pete Crow Armstrong. He was 2K when he got called up on Monday. Wasn't in the lineup. He's 3K, so DraftKings at least paid attention a bit. I'd imagine he's in the lineup because it was lefty-lefty Monday. I'd imagine Pete Crow Armstrong is in the lineup for Flexen. He's 3K. That's phenomenal value. I don't care. It's first career game. If he struggles, whatever. Coors Field, Flexen, 3K. That's pretty darn good. Can't ask for a whole lot more there in that scenario. Other than that, like Luis Matos is 27. He's been swinging it pretty good since coming back. Carter, I believe it's Evan Carter. Yeah, Evan Carter. Of the Rangers, he went deep for his first career home run on Monday. It will be lefty-lefty against Ryu, so see if he's in the lineup, but he's got a lot of pop in that bat as well. Other than that, check the lineup. We'll have a few dudes that show up down here, but nothing that jumps out at this point in time. So recapping your pitching, I love Freddy Peralta, but it's tough to pay 11-8. So Verlander at 10-7 is outstanding versus Oakland. In tournaments, I can see the appeal of Joe Ryan at 95 just because the Rays are so up and down. And Ryan's been pretty darn elite, even in great and tough matchups lately. So Ryan at 95 is a good tournament look. Lance Lynn's always viable, but just know the blow-up's coming. Brian Wu at 79 alike. I like that one. I just hope he can get the strikeouts to back it up. And you have to punt. You have Zach Lytle at 67. So like in reality, it's Verlander and Wu probably. But don't sleep on Ryan. Don't sleep on Lytle either. Stacks. On this slate, Texas is against Ryu's not bad, but I'll probably go elsewhere on this slate. Give me the Mets versus Nelson. Arizona versus Budo's not bad. Give me the Mets versus Nelson. I like that for sure. Milwaukee's got some upside versus Charcot. Minnesota versus Lytle could be a nice tournament look for you. Houston versus JP Sears, we're on board with that for sure. Coors Field's in full effect, especially the Cubs versus Flexen. That's a great place to go. Seattle's kind of sneaky versus Sandoval, overlooked for the most part on the slate. Same with the Giants versus Quantrill. So we'll see how all this plays out here. But for the most part, it's Cubbies, it's Houston, and it's the Mets for me for now. But we'll keep an eye on, see how things go, see what the cheat sheet shows us when we see the lineups, and much, much more. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the MLB DFS Quick Hits episode in the books. If you have any questions, again, I'm on Twitter at BDEntric. Check out the Bench with Bubba show. Check out the Always Pressing show and much, much more. And the cheat sheet in the Gaining the Edge Fantasy Patreon. Go check that out as well. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview Wednesday's action on the diamond. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 12th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.